Good morning. Welcome to the ICS Live Facebook stream. Happy Easter. Today is Easter Sunday, and today we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. So God bless you. Thank you for joining us, whether you're joining us live or you're watching this stream later in the day or from different countries around the world. God bless you, and may you experience His peace and His presence during this time. And if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, I pray today, after listening to this message, that you would contemplate life and its meaning and dedicate your life to Jesus Christ. So I'm going to look today in this message at the I Am statements that the Lord Jesus Christ made attaining to His deity, and what difference that makes to us. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." He said, "I am the bread of life. I am the way. I am before Abraham was born. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life." People will do anything to experience satisfaction. In fact, people, I believe, are searching for satisfaction in this life. We all have a hunger, and we often can't seem to satisfy that hunger. We have a thirst that doesn't seem to be quenched as we look for meaning, as we search out for purpose, and as we pursue satisfaction. I believe everybody, every person, no matter what vocation you have, no matter how old or young you may be, no matter how much money you earn, whatever nationality you may be, wherever you may live, we all share one thing, and that is we are looking, we are searching. I believe in each person we have something that is missing. And it's really difficult to put your finger on. If we're talking about feelings, I think it feels like there's something that has been stolen. There is an emptiness in the center of our being, a desire for meaning and a need for fulfillment in life. Even though we are searching, we very often look in all the wrong places. We often think fulfillment is found in the abundance of wealth and possessions. Do you remember the famous song by U2? Now, if you're younger, you may not remember or even know about this band, but they are pretty famous. I would say they're world famous, and they're certainly my generation. There's a great song that Bono wrote, and it's called "I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For." And that's quite profound, written by a successful artist that now he possessed fame and fortune, celebrity status, and in the abundance of all his possessions, he still hadn't found what he was looking for. I believe it's not fulfilled by getting married. It's not fulfilled by having children or purchasing a home or driving a car, a Mercedes-Benz, Porsche, or whatever car presses your buttons. All those things are good, and some of them are certainly more important than others, like family, like getting married, and things like that. But they may not and do not bring the satisfaction that we crave for, even though they do fulfill certain satisfactions. I believe that all people of all nations and all cultures are in the process of searching for Jesus. They may not even realize they're searching for Jesus, because it's only Jesus Christ that can satisfy. On the Feast of Tabernacles, the city had a feast that remembered God's blessings and faithfulness to Israel. It was in remembrance of God leading them out of slavery of Egypt and into the promised land. On the first day of that feast, four very large lights were lit in the temple. And during the night, these lights could be seen for miles around Jerusalem. These lights represented God's presence. In the Old Testament, the Shekinah glory was God's presence. It was a witness to the Israelites that God was with them, leading them out of Egypt, through the wilderness, and into the promised land. This was called the Shekinah glory. And they did this festival as a remembrance unto God and what he has done, bringing them out of slavery into the promised land. On the last day of this Feast of Tabernacles, in the evenings, the lights were snuffed out and the temple and Jerusalem was in darkness. And it was at this time when Jesus made this profound statement, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." This is a cosmic, monumental statement that Jesus Christ proclaims. Light is life. Light illuminates. It exposes. It dispels darkness. It leads. It reveals. It guides. It gives life. If the blind lead the blind, won't they both fall into a pit? What are you waiting for? To live life with him, without him, is to exist without God in your life. The Bible describes this state of being as rebellion, as sinfulness. It is to know best, and it is described as pride, to walk in darkness. There is no middle ground. The Bible says when we walk in darkness, we walk with the devil, who is described the prince of this world. But praise the Lord, Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil, and he did so by triumphing on the cross. Not only did he make a spectacle of him, he made a public spectacle of Satan, the devil, the ancient serpent, in front of all the powers and principalities in the heavenly realms. He took the authority of Satan, which he stole from Adam, and he gives us the opportunity to receive it from him. Have you stumbled around in the darkness long enough? Why did the Pharisees reject Jesus? Jesus Christ put it like this. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for the fear that his deeds will be exposed. But we have the light of life. We have Jesus Christ, who is the light of life. He gives you the right directions. Then we will know where we come from and we will know where we're going. Jesus came from the Father, and he was returning to the Father, and he made a way for us. Jesus is our light. His word is a lamp to our feet, a light to our path. It shows us the way home, and it guides us on the right path. He proclaimed, "Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness." Where are you going? Where are you going? Will you follow him? In John chapter 6, it starts with the people searching out Jesus. They were following him and looking for him for all the wrong reasons. The day before, Jesus had fed the 5,000 with all their families from 5 small loaves and 2 fish. He miraculously fed the 5,000, and many people followed him for this reason. Jesus replied, I tell you the truth, you want to be with me because I have fed you, not because you understood the miraculous signs. So don't be concerned about perishable things like food. Spend your energy seeking eternal life that the Son of Man can give you. They replied, show us a miraculous sign if you want us to believe in you. What can you do? After all, our ancestors ate manna while they journeyed through the wilderness. The scripture says Moses gave them bread from heaven to eat. Jesus said to them, very truly I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it was my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Sir, they said, always give us this bread. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Bread is a staple diet of this world. Bread is the sustenance for the body in the physical sense. But Jesus here is speaking spiritually. All are invited to eat the bread that eternally satisfies, and believe so you will never hunger or thirst again. Jesus is the true bread of God, and he gives everlasting life to those who believe in him. He truly satisfies. He truly meets our needs. He truly fulfills our longing with purpose and meaning. Do we understand? Will we comprehend? Will we eat this bread? Will you accept him today? Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and trust also in me. There is more enough room in my Father's home. If it were not so, would I have not told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you? And when everything is ready, I will come and get you, so that you will always be with me where I am. And you know the way where I am going. No, we don't know the way, Lord, Thomas said. And we have no idea where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus replied, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody can come to the Father except through me. This is a mighty, bold proclamation that there is no way to the Father except through the Son. And he tells us to pick up our cross and follow him daily by denying ourselves. Jesus paid the price for us. He went to that cruel cross. He bore the nails in his hands and in his feet, and he wore the crown of thorns, and he bled and died to make a way for us to the Father. Jesus answered the Jews that were arguing that they are Abraham's children. And Jesus was saying, if that were true, you would believe in what I am saying. Your father Abraham rejoiced at the thought of seeing my day, and he saw it and was glad. The Pharisees replied, you are not yet 50 years old, they said to him, and you have seen Abraham? I tell you the truth, Jesus answered. Before Abraham was, I am. Before Abraham was, I am. Jesus is proclaiming his deity. As recorded in Exodus chapter 3, God said to Moses, I am who I am. That is what you're to say to the Israelites. I am sent me to you. Jesus Christ is the I Am. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it eternal and in all its abundance. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and he cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Praise the Lord. That's exactly what our Lord Jesus Christ did this Good Friday. He laid his life down, that him that knew no sin became sin for us. And the Bible tells us that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. He paid the price of redemption. He paid the price to free us from sin. He paid the price to free us from slavery. You may say, I am not a slave, but the Bible says everybody that sins is a slave to sin. And Jesus Christ died for our sins and our transgressions. And if we accept his atoning sacrifice, if we accept his redemption, we are free, that the guilty are set free and the innocent paid the price. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Jesus makes it clear that he is the only way, the only true path that leads to eternal satisfaction. Lord, Martha said to Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha answered, I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus replied, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. Jesus Christ is the resurrection and the life. He paid the price that we may live even though we die. Because when we die, we go into God's presence and we have to give an account for our lives. And when we come face to face with our Maker, he's going to ask us one question. What did you do with my son, Jesus? Did you accept him or did you reject him? Jesus came from the Father. He was the fulfillment of his promise. He was the Messiah. He came to defeat Satan, the devil, that ancient serpent, death and hell. And upon the cross and his resurrection, he did just that. And he came to show us the way, to show us the way home. And his light will lead us. He will guide us. It tells us in John 8:24, I told you that you would die in your sins if you do not believe that I am. And you will indeed die in your sins. Do not be like the religious leaders of that day. They had the light, but their pride blinded them. God does not want any of us to die in our sins, but to accept his gift of life, Jesus Christ, his son. Even though while the Pharisees opposed him, many believed in him. In a world of darkness, let us walk in the light. It is him that leads us in this abundant and eternal life. That brings us to the application. Before the worlds were created, I am. Only His light can guide us. Only His bread will satisfy. Only His way will lead us to God. And only He died for you. I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. God bless you this Easter. And remember that Jesus said to all those who did receive Him, to those who believed in His name, He gives the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. God bless you this Easter. I'm going to hand over now to Pastor Tim, who will lead us in a prayer and benediction. God bless you and have a wonderful Easter.
What an inspiring message brought to us by our pastor this morning. I want to end this service by doing a couple of things. Firstly, I would like to read scripture. Secondly, I would like to pray for each of you. And finally, I will pronounce a public blessing. Our scripture reading is going to come from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verses 1 through 6. And it says this: On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen." As a congregation this morning, I want us to ask the Lord to give us the wonder of that first Easter morning. Imagine with me what it would have been like for Mary when she heard the Master calling her name, Mary, and when she responded, "Teacher." What would it have been like for Peter when he arrived at the tomb only to find it empty? What was it like for the disciples as they gathered in the house with their doors locked when the resurrected King appeared to them? What would it be like for you if you opened your heart to the resurrected Christ? So, Lord, here we are, many years after that first moment, when death, hell, and the grave were ultimately conquered. Your resurrection is real today, as meaningful today, as victorious today, as it was that first Easter morning. Jesus, we declare that you are the resurrected King. You are the light of the world, the bread of life, the good shepherd, and you are our Savior. Awaken the wonder of the resurrection within us. We don't have to fear death because you conquered it. We don't have to fear the grave because it could not hold you. And because of you, it cannot hold us. We can face the challenges, the heartache, the concerns of today because you have overcome. You are victorious and you are with us. We thank you that we can celebrate with hope today, because you are alive. We pray for all who do not yet know you today. We pray that your love and salvation would capture their hearts. We lift up our family and friends that need you. Let the victory of the resurrection awaken their hearts. Together, we publicly declare that the tomb is empty. We hear your voice as you speak to us. Overwhelm us with a fresh outpouring of your Holy Spirit. Fill us again. Fill us with your joy and resurrection power. We worship you. We celebrate you. Jesus, you are our everything. And it is in your name that we ask all these things. Amen. Now I would like to proclaim a public blessing. May the wind beat gently upon your back. May the sun shine upon your face, and may God our Father turn his countenance towards you. And may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be with you all, remembering that his resurrection power is available to all that believe. I now bless you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. ICS family, I want to encourage you to take the opportunity and spend quality time with your family today while remembering that Jesus and his resurrection is the reason that we celebrate. May God bless each and every one of you.